It is time for the RV, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno. Welcome to Heartline. Here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Thank you, my listening friend, for joining us on this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home, as we like to say, the RV of Evangel Home, radio voice, art. Jerry Brenneman is here, and we are around the table in her office, and we have a pretty in pink lady who's been with us before, who's about to graduate, and so we want to talk with Amanda and have her summarize her time here at Evangel Home. So, Jerry, make that introduction, and then I'm not sure when this airs. We're down to the nitty-gritty banquet. That's a week from today as we record this. So if I've mistaken and it's last week, ignore everything we say about the banquet. If it's not, if it's before the 21st, then give us a call.
We need instructions today.
If I've thoroughly confused everyone, just join the club. That's usually the way it happens or frequently is. So, all right, Jerry, your turn. Follow that, I dare you.
Okay. I want everyone to know we do pray before these shows all the time, so I trust however they begin is how they begin. And you know, Jim, one of my favorite prayer covers is when you and I have recorded some wonderful shows that have not been recorded.
Yeah.
When for some reason the machine hasn't gone. And I so much believe that when we've prayed and asked God to direct and cover and then the whole show isn't there, it's got to be God doing something. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you know, then we just believe he answers our prayers when they go the way we want.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always appreciative of God doing that. Who knows what he might have saved us from or tuned us up for. But I know that the machine is recording, and Amanda's sitting over here just busting out smiling. And you can't contain her smile. You can't contain her smile. Before we started, we were talking about skipping. And if anyone who has skipped lately...
Yeah, as a means of mobility, not like rocks on a lake.
Yeah, just skipping down the street. You know, there's a time in our life where we skip as kids, and then we stop. It's a great exercise. But when I was thinking about skipping, you cannot be angry. It's kind of a joyful motion. It's kind of a dancing thing. That's what Amanda is to me when I think about her whole time here. Mm. She's one I would put in the skipping column. You know, not that she skips so much. She's got that joy about her most of the time that I think she probably might be a skipper. I'm going to start watching how she goes from building to building around here. She's a buoyant person. She uplifts people in this place. And, you know, there's a lot of depth. There's problems here. She wouldn't be here.
Right.
But, boy, she has just... Since she came to the garden 9 months ago, and I'm going to let her tell that story, she graduates October 15th, and it will be a joyful and yet sad day because she is not going to the graduate program. She's going to be going home after that. I have a feeling Amanda has really, really kind of even surprised herself with what she and God have accomplished here. So,
well, Amanda, let's back up then. 9 months ago, you were obviously in corporate America, probably a CEO of a Fortune 500 company.
Yeah.
Obviously, there was trauma.
Yes.
Obviously, life was askew. Mm-hmm. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, what I've come from, I've come from a life full of addiction. I've been on methamphetamines for the last 5 years. Which brought me into jail. I did quite a bit of time, but I have been sober now 18 months, so thank God for that.
Mm-hmm.
But when I came to the Evangel Home, yes, I had been sober for 10 months, but I was still broken. I was broken inside. I had no God in my life, and just ever since, wow, my whole life has just changed. I still have trials. I mean, everybody does, but just... I mean, wow, I've just changed. My parents say I've changed. I mean, everybody around here, before I was kind of scared to pray and things like that, but now I just stand out in the middle of the group, you know. So I kind of try to set an example, but...
Well, let's back up just a second. Can I ask you how the meth came to use? I mean, came to be? Were you running with the wrong people?
Yeah. Well, I came from a great family, but senior year in high school, I just got mixed up with the wrong people, and...
Were you feeling rejected by the right people?
No, just, I mean, I started hanging out with actually the popular crowd, and that's all the girls that Clovis High started using, and
wow.
So it was just kind of like, I guess the thing to do at the time, and it just, I mean, it brought me down so far that... You know, my parents didn't want to talk to me. I mean, I was just evil and ugly person. And, you know, I've changed that whole lifestyle around. But it was hard. It was really hard, you know, just being rejected and not knowing anything else, you know, just but wanting to use and, you know, and just with the wrong.
Now, you were clean before you got sentenced here. Was that while you were in jail? I mean,
yes.
It was an enforced
purifying
time?
Yeah, well, I was out for, I did federal time. I picked up some charges running drugs to Mexico, so it wasn't really that great. And I have a lot of
just for using.
No, I did some big things and some crazy things that I never would have thought I would have ever done.
Yeah. And how old are you?
I'm 24. Yeah. Yeah. So I've been through a lot being 24, but I'm just glad that God got a hold of my life now instead of 20 years down the line, you know,
yes.
So.
Yeah, you got, you know.
I still got a whole life ahead of me.
Seemingly lots of productive time ahead.
She had not only her whole life ahead of her, she had, until really you were 17 or so, a pretty good life.
Perfect.
With pretty much, you know, being taught what she was supposed to. When you said God was not in your life, I don't know where.
Well, we prayed and things like that, but we never really went to church. But now I'm trying to get my family into that. And so they've agreed that they'd go to church with me and stuff when I get out of the program. And so, I mean, everything's
changed.
Are you
all going to choose a church? Are you going to go?
Yeah, we're all
going to
go around checking. Yeah, it'll be interesting. But, yeah.
Well, let me advise you, when you do church shopping and hopping, every church you go to, you will find just what you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the way it goes?
Yeah.
So I would, if when you find a place, you kind of really go for 3, 4, 5 times and, you know, get a little bit of everything.
I was talking with somebody not long ago, a few months ago, talking about changing churches because of this. And I said, great. I understand. I mean, if you want to find a church with a different set of problems, then, you know, then you go right ahead. Now, I got to warn you, if you find the perfect church, don't go there because you'll be the weakest link. So they all have problems. Find one that is doctrinally pure and opens the Bible on Sunday morning and teaches God's word.
Yeah, we're all in sort of a, we want to be entertained kind of, you know, bring your coffee, bring your water, and we'll entertain you.
Yeah.
And then you know, it's kind of like, oof.
So let's back up. 9 months, you're coming up less than a month from graduation. You're right at a month. Highlights of your last 9 months, very briefly.
Oh, wow. Amazing Race was awesome.
Yeah.
That really brought out our characters. Just everything.
Billy was
my partner. Yeah. And I never thought that I would ever have had a relationship with Billy, but like when you're in an amazing race, you have to be with your partner,
mm-hmm.
and you have to trust one another. And it built a lot of different characters in me. I mean, it brought out a lot of things
and back a lot.
Yeah. And if, you know, I mean, everything shows kind of when you're in something like that. But other characteristics, I mean, just recently I've lost two of probably my best friends. Rhonda and Stephanie, but
they
just left the program recently, and so I mean that's a little bit on the hard side.
Did they graduate?
They both graduated. Stephanie graduated. Rhonda, who I can say this now because Rhonda's okay with it. I think a lot of people know that Rhonda went through the garden twice because after the first time she hit the streets in a drunken stupor, and she came back here. And I'll never forget, Jim, the day she came in, all the things that had happened before, like we'd been talking about Jennifer, the gal who had been killed in Madera, and what would we do if we had Jennifer again? And then Rhonda came back and knocked on the door. And so it's kind of like, okay, didn't have to look too far to see God in that one. I'm trusting that Rhonda's doing better this time. She's so
good. I've talked to her, yeah. I keep in contact with a lot of the two girls.
Her and kick her when necessary.
Yeah.
But yeah, Rhonda is just, I think, a very complicated person in a way because she is very bright and very extremely funny.
Yes.
One of the funniest women I have ever known in my life anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, she's really quite an actress. She's got this, not a slapstick comedy and not one where you tell jokes. She just goes with the situation. It's a total improv all the time. She's her own little improv company.
Amanda, if there was a class that was most important to you, what would that have been?
Most important class would have to be Seekers, probably, just because I'm learning about everything that, well, Seekers and codependency, because I didn't think I was codependent before, and now I'm learning that. So, yeah, now I notice that I am. But, yeah, Seekers, because I didn't ever think of what the drugs actually did to me. I had no idea, you know, and now finding all the things that
Seekers,
went with
by the
it.
Way, is like 12, it's 12-step AA, but it is totally biblical.
Okay.
Yeah, and
okay.
So, yeah, that, and just, I guess, chapels, too. I mean, I didn't know anything before, and so now that I can, like, I mean, I can talk Bible now, so, like, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
What's
so.
On October 16th, where is Amanda?
I'll be back at my parents', in Clovis. I'm currently working with my dad. He owns a lock and safe company, and so I'll probably just be doing that, but then in the spring I'd like to go back to school, so.
To study?
I actually want to go into legal secretary, so.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Amanda, you said you wanted to volunteer here right away.
Yes.
What do you want to do here?
Anything. What? Anything, yeah.
You just don't want to lose this
I
connection.
I don't know, exactly.
Yeah. Now, I presume that given the situation over the last months, you've pretty much lost contact with that group of people who were an influence that you probably prefer not to have continue.
Yeah, well, you can't keep those kind of people around you. Okay. I have some of my best friends that are still in their addictive behaviors, and I just got to pray for them. That's what I just continue to
you
lift them up,
them,
and
them.
I don't.
That's what we really have to learn.
Yeah.
You need to be, when you're healthy, you don't need those people. It's like our staff. If we needed the love of the women here, we would be very doing them a great disservice.
Right.
We do not need their, we're there to help them. And that's kind of where you have to be with your friends now.
Exactly. Well, I'm not even strong enough, I don't feel, to even be in that part of being able to help them. They need
they'll
to.
They'll want you back.
Yeah, exactly. And misery loves company. So, exactly. So, just. I just keep them in prayer, and, you know.
Amanda, you just sound so healthy.
You've got to let it go, you know.
You just sound so healthy. Your perspectives are good, and it's a lot of fun to have this conversation.
It was a skipping conversation.
Yeah, it was a skipping conversation.
Yeah, thank you.
So thank you for coming back and sharing with us. And I just pray God's best for you.
Thank you.
And, Jerry, thanks for bringing Amanda in for today's program. We're out of time. If you've got questions for us, my listening friend, please call us at 264-4714. And in the meantime, we look forward to our next adventure here on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno reached them in the 559 area code 264-4714, 24/7 online, evangelhome.org. Do join us again next weekend, same time, same station, for the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline. And thanks for listening today.